Welcome to Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle. Find your solutions by joining me, Gina Gale Gray. Together, we can create a powerful synergy that will take down the walls that surround your heart and allow your emotional being to guide you towards connection and compassion. Feel yourself grow ever closer to remembering who you're meant to be with my 40-day Journey Back to Me program. You have a personal power within you that I would love to help you unlock so that you can achieve your newfound freedom. Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray starts now.
Oh, my goodness. I want to just tell everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this beautiful show with Gina Gale Gray. I just want you all to know a couple of things. You've heard the previous shows. You've heard a little bit about her journey. You've heard a bit about her loss. But what you're hearing about is solutions. You're hearing about what Gina Gale Gray stepped back from her life, took a look, looked at what other people were going through, similar to herself, and discovered we've got to create something to help people. There's never been a time that I could think of right now, 3 years of COVID, what people are calling the new normal, I won't even get to at the moment, but this is the time that I know the energy of what it feels like to feel like you're running in place, your to-do list is so great, what you thought was going to be the way it was is not. And this is why you take the journey back to me. That's what she's created. We have gone through different parts of it. Today is the part of the journey. It's actually the part of anyone's journey that almost everybody that I know either avoids a conversation about or doesn't have someone to help them with it. Today, it's about emotional being flow, how to clear and restore flow. I studied with the guy that conceptually designed an academic model for flow. But one of the things that he did not do is explain how to clear and restore it. He researched it. He talked about it. That was him. He was a professor, a great researcher. But now it's time to learn how to remember who you are. Not the version you think you are that you went through for the past 3 years, but who you really are. Today, we are going to talk about emotional being. Gina Gale, it's great to have you here. This is one of the most important aspects of evolution and journey right now, because we just do not know where our footings are. Can you talk about this idea of an emotional being and how we connect with it? Because we're all it. Isn't that what like kind of sets us apart?
It is. Absolutely, it is. And that's a wonderful beginning to this talk that we're going to have. And when you ask the question, how do I connect with my emotional being? The answer is remember how to feel. And it's simple, but it's not easy. And as you said, exactly as you said, there are so many people who are talking about emotions, thinking about emotions, naming emotions, languaging emotions, and all of those are mental processes. Mental processes are not emotional processes. That's the missing link. And it is the most important part, because what I've discovered, especially in the last 3 years with being submerged in my heavy emotions, with the loss of my son, the emotions were so heavy. They anchored me underwater, and I survived. I barely survived by just keeping my eyes above water. And so many people are in that place right now. And being able to understand the solution that was given was And we were taught this as we were domesticated. We come in with a fantastic ability to express and experience and feel all of our emotions. You know, children, they'll be crying and then they'll start laughing and then they'll start crying and then they'll start laughing. And what do? We domesticate that out of them. We start telling them that that's not appropriate. We start telling people to not behave a certain way, not express themselves in a certain way. And they think that it's related to behavior and that it's the part of the behavior that is to be removed. And it is not. Expressing the emotions as they come into the being is the most important thing that we can do as humans, right?
It is the most important, and it is the thing that guides us on a journey of our personal growth. I mean, yes, look, you and I both know that there has been so much about the mind, but there's been very little about the mind-emotion connection, and there is a deep one. It's almost like you can't separate them, but we like to take them and talk about the mind and then emotion. I never understood that because I know my mind is like responsible for whether or not I like the movie I'm watching, what I want to cook, my frustration about not getting a call back, taking 3 hours to get my prescription filled, right? I mean, all of the above. But what you're talking about in Journey Back to Me is not just a conversation, but people get to work with you to truly understand the depth of this, don't they?
Yes, because it is depth, and that's the key. And that's why the second 10 days of the Journey Back to Me, we focus that entire 10-day period on bringing our awareness and learning about how the emotional being works, how we were created with an emotional being, the fact that it's energetic and can't be seen is part of the complication. But the reality is our entire being is energetic. It's part of it is our physical being, which we cover in the first 10 days of the Journey Back to Me. We really get into what all is going on and our relationship and connection to our physical being. And then when we step into the emotional being part, it's all energy. So it was so easy in the name of progress and in the name of domestication to just stop using that part of our being. And the reality is even the mental part of us, even our ego, our mind, it is energetic too. There's a brain inside our head, but that's part of our physicality. The mind is an energetic part, and it is the outer layer of the auric field, our energy field. We are electric beings. Our heart is run by electricity. Our brain is run by electricity. We know this. The testing when we go to a facility, if we have to go to a facility and they decide to run tests, they run electrical tests to see the electrical working of your heart and your brain. Somehow we forget and have this belief that all of that electricity and electrical activity is contained within this skin suit. And when you really remember that and understand, there's this field that your energy field that radiates from you. Well, that radiation is in layers. And the outer layer is the mental being, the energetic mental being, the mind. And all the information, all the stimuli comes in through the mind. And it goes through that first layer of the mental being, and the very next layer is the emotional being. So every thought that comes in through your mental being immediately passes through your emotional being and gives you an emotion with that thought. They are paired. Every thought has an emotion attached to it. And when you bring those in, they come into the being, and the thoughts come into the brain, the emotions come into the heart. I mean, it's a unity and reuniting and remembering that we are multidimensional beings. We come from this energetic form. The energetic form is outside, inside, and it's all interrelated. But what so many people have done is shut down the heart center. The heart center is where the emotions are processed. And the processing of emotions, thoughts come into the mind, come into the brain, and the brain, as the computer system, directs the action, the words, the deeds, the next steps, the what we do. So we've gone from thinking to doing, and somehow decided that bypassing that emotional being was a good thing. Oh, we're so progressive. We're so smart. We're so better than everybody else. We don't, those nasty feelings just got in the way, slowed us down, right?
Right.
And that mentality is so alive and so large and so harmful. And it's taken us away from our human beingness. And the emotional being has become dehydrated. It's like a shriveled up plant that someone forgot to water. And that's another thing that's really interesting, because the emotional being, emotions are related to the element of water. And the human body is 70% water.
Yes.
And the planet is 70% water. And that connection to the life of our body and our connection to this earth that we are a part of, and we are privileged to be living on at this time, that's another connection that has been dehydrated. It has just been forgotten. We have all this progress going on, all this technology, all this concrete, concrete and rubber shoes, all of these things that have disconnected us from our emotional being. So during those 10 days of the journey back to me, we dive deep into the remembering of our emotional self. And it's a very complex system, but it's a beautiful system. It is, it's the most important part of our chances of going forward as humanity.
Yeah. You know, what I love is the question that you ask in the second 10 days of Journey Back to Me is, what am I here to feel? I think that's one of the questions. Did I get that right?
Yes.
What am I here to feel?
Yeah.
Just having a sense of just giving ourselves permission, if I may. And I'm going to use that term because I know how I was raised, and I'm not alone. And it's not only just men. You know, men have really been suffering with this for a really long time. Feeling is not something that generally in the past 4 or 5 decades, men have been able to have permission to feel. But you go back to my dad, right? And even my brother, and you're talking about mechanics don't cry. I mean, my dad said to me once, because I grew up as before my brother, mechanics don't cry. But now this is us having the energy of something that is so natural, right? I mean, if you go back and you could just ancient writings, emotions were expressed, right? This is you helping people with this,
yes,
right? How do we help people understand, and how does this support it to really look at these trapped emotions? Maybe you don't even like think about it, right, Gina Gale?
Yes. People don't think about it. And that's how the emotions become trapped within the energetic being. And eventually, because that flow is blocked, and the way that an emotion becomes trapped is, as I was saying before, the information comes in through the electric being, the energetic part of our being. Thoughts come in through the mental being. They are to be filtered through the emotional being. So every thought is paired with an emotion before it becomes words or actions, unless you unplug the emotional being. And when you go back to reconnecting those aspects of yourself, it changes your words and your actions. If you unplug that, your words and your actions go in a different direction without feeling. And what happens with we develop these habits of, oh, not now. That's not appropriate. I'll deal with that later. I can't, girls don't express anger.
Fill in the blanks.
Exactly. On and on and on and on. Name, yes, and then we start talking about naming emotions, and you know, there's mantras, and there's different things that people try to bring themselves back into the emotional being. And the thing with getting into the emotional being is the must is you must feel the emotions. So redeveloping, remembering the importance of the habit of every thought that comes in, how did that feel? And then remembering, what does that feel like? For instance, what does anger feel like, Dr. Pat?
Okay, so you're asking me today,
Yeah,
right?
but don't language it. You
Right.
knew your being answered in a nanosecond.
Yeah, and before you can even talk about it,
Yes.
because I'm a visual.
Yes, but
Yeah.
you experience it, and you either
I just
express
tensed up. Like you
it.
said the
Yeah.
word. Like
Yes.
the minute you said the word, right?
Yes,
I'm
there's a
like
physical.
sitting here and
Yes.
my hands are down here,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I could just feel my knuckles, what's the word I'm looking for? Tighten up,
Yeah.
even if it's for a second.
The tension. And
Thank you. That's the word.
that's my exact point. So as soon as a thought comes in, it is paired with an emotion. And the vibration of that emotion creates a molecule that starts flowing through the physical being. And it flows until we shut it down and we stop it. We say, no, not now. I don't like that. For me, one of my favorite emotions to suppress was guilt, because I was raised in the Baptist church.
Yeah.
And when the Baptist church guilt beating finally got through to me, and then I said for years, I don't do guilt. Well, guess what? That not doing guilt, any time that something happened, you know, within my life that evoked guilt, the better thing is to use that guilt, take that second, experience that guilt, and allow it to work with your entire being to change the direction of your words or your next steps, your next move.
Yeah.
And so what we forget is the experience of feeling the emotions. And part of my journey back to me, one of the things that I teach and I present is guided meditations, because meditation is so important. It's just that time to stop and slow down and try to tame the monkey mind
Oh, boy.
and and there's a million different ways to meditate. People put too much pressure on themselves with feeling like failures in meditation. But I have a specific meditation that I created where, when you take the journey back to me, we start with a guided meditation that steps you into the experience of the entire journey back to me. And then I have a meditation where, when we start the physical body 10 days, there's another meditation that I give to my clients. We do as a group if we're doing a group journey, and then we do individually, and they're recorded so that the clients can continue to use that meditation every day during that 10-day period. And for the emotional 10-day period, I have a meditation specifically for that. And if you're up for it, I would like to guide you through this meditation. And it's about 8 minutes, and it's worthwhile. And the intention of this meditation is to guide you in to the experience of feeling
Yeah.
emotions, because that's different than talking about them.
It's very different. And what I'd love to do, Benny and Jacob, we're going to begin this now. And then when it's over, let's go right to break if we could. I love this. I'm ready.
Okay, if you're ready,
I
I'm
think
going.
everybody's ready. I
Yes,
mean,
I want everybody listening to participate if they can. Being barefoot is great. Just sitting, and I'm going to guide you through it. So I don't distract myself. I will go off camera, And so I'm gonna go ahead and start this.
And I'm gonna go off camera too, if you don't mind. So I don't want to distract people either. Jacob, if you could put up just a revolving video, just something, a little video footage clip, just to get people right. I think you know what I'm talking about. If you could do that, that would be great. I think you have so many of them. Just something really meditative, if you could. And then it's all you, Gina Gale. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to stop my video. I'm going to start the audio, and we're going to begin the meditation. This meditation is intended to guide you into feeling your emotions so you can receive their messages. Let's begin with bringing your awareness to the center of your physical being. Close your eyes and imagine yourself standing barefoot on a golden sand beach. In front of you is the ocean. The waves are gently rolling in and out. The sun is rising over the water as Father Sky brings warmth, light, and life to another day. Behind you, there are mountains covered in trees, flowers, birds, and nature. Mother Earth, Gaia, is alive. You can feel her heartbeat as you bury your feet in the sand at the water's edge. You can feel her breathe as the breeze brushes your face. Gaia breathes out, you breathe in. You are connected to Gaia. To merge with Gaia, imagine energetic roots of light spreading from your feet through the golden sand. These roots connect with the mycelium of the mushroom kingdom that spreads throughout the entire earth. Plug yourself into this wisdom. Breathe this intelligence in deeply. Breathe it out with gratitude. Now, to merge with Father Sky, open your channel of light from your crown to the base of your spine. Breathe in the light from the sun. Breathe it out with gratitude. Blend these energies within your physical body. Feel them flow and swirl within you. This is your prana, your life force. Remember that you are connected to all. Ground yourself into this energy. Anchor this energy within your center. Now feel this energy radiating from you beyond your skin like the rays of the sun. Begin to expand your awareness into your energetic being beyond your physical body. This is your energy field, your aura, extending out 40 layers. The first 10 layers are anchored in your solar plexus in the center of your body. This is the physical body energy field. Let's clean and clear these layers, releasing all heavy energies that are yours, those of ones you know, and those of the collective. We're going to use Breath of Fire to clean and clear these layers. Breath of Fire is short, forceful breaths out your mouth with the ha sound, like so. So we'll breathe in to clean, and we'll breathe out to clear. 10 breaths. Now feel the clarity in your physical body energy field. Enjoy the bright golden radiance in the first 10 layers of your aura. Next, we're going to clean and clear the next 10 layers, which are your emotional being. This aspect of you is pure energy and is designed to flow like water. It is layers 11 through 20 of your aura, and it's anchored in your heart center. Begin stepping into the water. Merge with the ocean as you connect with the movement of the waves. Continue to walk deeper and deeper until you are submerged at your throat. Feel your feet in the sand at the bottom of the ocean. Know you are safe. Breathe in the salty air. Now let's clean and clear the layers of your emotional being, releasing all heavy energies that are yours, those of ones you know, and those of the collective. Some emotions will feel light, like beauty, passion, courage, inspiration, connection, wonder. These will lift you and remind you that you're still breathing. They're buoyant. Your head is above the water. You can rise above any circumstance. Other emotions will feel heavy. Fear, anger, hatred, insecurity, abandonment, worry, isolation. These will pull you down and drag you underwater where you cannot breathe. These must be cleaned, cleared, and released. All emotions must come into your body. They must come into your being and flow through your heart center. Flow all emotions through your heart center. Share the light emotions. Reach for the light emotions. Release the heavy emotions. As we clean each layer with a breath, I want you to raise your arms up out of the water. And as we clear with each breath out, lower your arms, pushing into the water, releasing all heavy emotions. 10 layers of the emotional field. Here we go. Arms up, breathe in. Breathe out, push down into the water. That's layer 11. Layer 12, breathe in. Arms up. Breathe out, push into the water. Breathe in. Arms up, reach for the light emotions. Breathe out, push down into the water, release the heavy emotions. Arms up, breathe in, reach for the light emotions. Breathe out, arms down, push into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Breathe out, push down into the water, release the heavy emotions into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Reach for the high light emotions. Arms down, push into the ocean, release the heavy emotions. Breathe in, arms up. Breathe out, push into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Arms down, breathe out. Arms up, breathe in. Reach to the sky for the light emotions. Arms down, push the heavy emotions into the water. Layer 20, the last layer of the emotional field. Arms up, reach for the light emotions. Arms down, push into the water. Now feel the water supporting you. Feel the harmony. Feel the buoyancy, the balance of light and heavy emotions. Open all the portals of your being to receive all emotions. They're all here to be experienced. Embrace the flow as you breathe in peace and breathe out gratitude. When you're ready, walk out of the water back to the golden beach. Give thanks to Gaia for allowing you to cleanse your emotional being in her ocean. Give thanks to Father Sky for always supporting you with light. Now slowly open your eyes and return to your physical body.
Are you passionate about impacting social change? or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. I want to just take a moment, and then I would love Gina Gale to really talk about what she just asked me and why this is so important and why this is a pivotal part of what she has created in Journey Back to Me. And by the way, if you want to find out more about her work, and Jacob, would you please pull this meditation out of this and let's send it to Gina Gale and she could share it with people. You can go to anywheremindbodysoul.com, anywheremindbodysoul.com. Gina Gale, this is such an important part of what you teach, but now we really have an understanding of why. And can we talk about this? And can we talk about, you know, what you asked me during the break, right? I was really hard pressed to give you like a real left brain answer to it. But this is all part of emotional coding, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's the thing. Emotions are very, very difficult to talk about. But they're even more difficult to feel, because that ability to do that has been taken away from us. And we take it away from our children. And if we go back to learning from our children and watching how they navigate and how they flow every emotion that mm-hmm. comes at them all throughout the day, and stop medicating them and listen to their expression of their emotions, we would all eventually reconnect. But what I asked you and what I ask everyone when we come out of this meditation is, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. And I think I said that I feel like I'm in a hot air balloon. And I said, I just think that, first of all, I thanked you for using the water. And I was really surprised. I didn't realize until you asked me, but I was really surprised. It took me to some really beautiful moments I've spent on the island of Oahu and the Hawaiian Islands, right? And I spent a lot of time there. I was in a relationship with someone for 14 years, family there, grew up there, the whole thing. So a lot of time, all the islands. But there's this one special place that very few people know about. It's only available if you know where it is. And there are two great things about it. It's a place called Cavella Bay, and it's on Oahu. And there are two great things. It's the most beautiful bay, at most 10 people on the beach. It's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's calm. There's nothing, no big hotels or there's one hotel, but you can't see it. The other great thing is right across the street, Korean barbecue, the best anywhere. But I was brought back there.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
That's beautiful.
I don't know how. Mm-hmm. I don't know which part, the meditation. I don't know. And, you know, as I lifted my arms, I could feel the air. Mm-hmm. And you asked me, and I will say, I left a lot of things there.
Good.
That were on my mind or in my heart or emotionally, I left them there.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. Maybe you can help.
Well, that's why this type of work is so important. It is what will bring us back to humanity. It's time to remember that and reconnect with that part of our beingness. It is the most important part of our beingness. It is what separates us from all the other species. And the remembering is all in the feeling. Think less, feel more. And when I say that, the monkey mind immediately says, oh, no. I got this. I handle everything. And the truth is, the way that we were made, we need both. We need to reconnect both. And we reconnect the mind, the brain, the thinking part of us, with the feeling part of us. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we shut that whole system down? Mm-hmm. As we have all of these emotions that we did not feel, and they become imprisoned within our body, there's a way, and there's a way that I teach. There's a few methods that I use, actually, but the one that I use the most is called the emotion code. And Dr. Bradley Nelson created this. He received this from Spirit and knows how to use it and has taught it and trained a lot of practitioners. It's beautiful, beautiful work. It is the most rewarding thing that I've done in my work with clients. And this is what we do during this 10-day period of the journey back to me. And once we start the emotion code work, I continue with people. A component within the emotion code revelation is a thing called the heart wall. And the heart wall is what we do to survive, in the name of surviving. We create a protection, a protective coat around our heart. We put it in a box. We put it in a vault. We put it in. There have been so many amazing ways that people have encased and protected their heart from their own experiences. And I have so many fascinating stories and testimonials from people, especially when the heart wall comes down. And when I start emotion code work with clients, it is always my intention to get to that heart wall and get that heart wall removed. Because once that happens, the being takes over. The soul remembers how to, well, the soul always knows, but the entire being remembers the importance of being connected to the soul. And if there's a wall around the heart, mm-hmm. that connection is broken. And that's all created by design. That's being programmed into the human mind now. We don't need that pesky emotional system. We don't need a soul. That's just made up. The only real thing is we're robots and we just listen to our minds, right? Yeah. No. So there's this fight for the soul to emerge. And the only way for that to happen is to get rid of that wall around the heart. Once that happens, because the heart is the processing center of the emotions, just like the brain is the processing center of the thoughts. So when the heart is doing its job, allowed to do its job, it brings in the emotions and translates them into feelings. Feelings You feel them. You don't have to talk about them. You don't have to language them. You feel them. They all have a unique vibration. And so if I say happiness, what do you feel? Did you just feel a lift? Did you feel like you were in
Did you see my head go up? Did you see my head just go up? Did you see me exhale?
Yes.
I did it like naturally.
They lift you. They lift you. Now, if I say hatred, it's a heavy emotion, right? And the thing is, all emotions are necessary. All emotions are gifts. And each emotion is a messenger. And the messenger is what spirit uses to communicate with us. And the heart center is where these messengers come into the heart center. And when they come out, it's a message. You listen to it. When, I'll give you a silly example. I hike around here a lot. I'm back in Texas, and there's woods and dried up creeks right now. And my favorite creek trail to hike down, I have now renamed Copperhead Trail. And the last time that I took a hike down that trail, this is no exaggeration because I counted. It's 1.2 miles down the trail, so 1.2 miles back from the trail. On that short hike, 10 copperhead snakes.
I was just going to say.
10.
I was just going to say.
And the trail is a sidewalk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the emotion that was evoked, it's a gift. It was fear. I know what a copperhead looks like. I know which end of the copperhead is the head and the tail. Fear guided me to just pay attention. And that's why I started counting. It's like, okay, where there's one, there's going to be another. It was right, I was a little late that night. It was right about sundown.
Wow.
And it's time for the copperheads to come out, you know, of hibernation during the day. And they're looking for something to eat. They don't want to eat me. They're no danger to me. I know which end is the tail. So I just go around it on the trail, around the tail end, right? But fear is there to guide me. And there's millions of examples of the light emotions that are also there to guide you. So with the copperhead experience, I at the other end of the spectrum of fear for me is courage, confidence. I could either be afraid, turn around, run back home, say no hike for me today. No, courage is at the other end of that spectrum from fear. And then you engage all these other thoughts, keep your eyes open, watch for them, go around, be aware. So anytime that emotions, when you open those portals, the 360 portals that are on that outer edge of the 20th layer of the emotional energetic being, when all 360 of those portals are open, all those emotions are flowing into our being. And using them, sending them in through the heart center to guide our actions, guide our words, is the most valuable thing that we can do. But remembering how to do it, I can help. I can support you in remembering how to do that.
Yeah, what I want to say is, the minute you said copperhead, it brought me back to my desert days, and the lessons of the copperhead. And it's interesting. You're right. At the end of the day, they're coming out, and a lot of the snakes. I've had several experiences, especially with rattlers, and they're part of that family. Yeah. But the copperhead is really interesting from a messaging point of view. You know, it is really about this idea, and it's shaped differently than it's like, I think it's like an hourglass shape or something like that. I'm not an expert on snakes, but it's a continuation of the cycle of life and death and rebirth. 10 of them, right? Right? 10, you know, one spiritual number, right? And I'm just curious. So you didn't feel fear, but I wonder what they were saying. Now, this is now me. I'm going to go out there for a minute because I have never met a species in a place like that where I'm with me, not like a million people, and I'm having a relation. This is a relationship. That seeing 10 of those on that pathway, that was a relationship. That was journey to me with the copperhead.
Right.
Right. I mean, what I love about it is we don't have to have words for what the message is. And sometimes we try to put words for the message and they're not there. What do you think the code message was as you were taking that beautiful walk and you had those amazing visitors along the way?
Yeah. You know, I'd have to sit with that for a minute. I didn't. Yeah. I will because copper hits copper. First of all, copper is one of my favorite metals, and it does have a lot of symbolism. I use it in my homes. I wear it. I have my copper triangle that I wear. You have copper?
Yeah, let me get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like mine tarnished.
Can you see mine?
Yes. Yes.
It's in an electromagnetic device, but can you see the copper in there?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody, just trying. I'm turning away from the mic because if you were to come over here, you'd be able to see pieces of copper. I don't know what it is about copper. I think I was influenced copper because I worked for Bell Labs at age 17, and Bell Labs in Murray Hill completely researched a full copper roof. I mean, this is like 15 buildings, full copper roof. I just love that. And what about copper? What about the tarnishing state of copper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can go on, but let's hear you.
Yeah. Well, and doing a meditation in a copper pyramid. Have you ever done that?
No, but I'm going to have to come see you to do that one.
I'm telling you, when we connect and remember to connect with all the elements of Gaia. There's metals, there's stones, there's the sand, the water, the fire, the sun, the wind, all of these things, they stimulate our emotional being. They remind us of this greater connection. Our consciousness, you know, goes beyond. Mm-hmm. And these are, I don't like the term subconscious and unconscious mind. I like beyond consciousness because our consciousness is so teeny tiny. Mm-hmm. It is so tiny, and our minds are being controlled by such tiny, oh my gosh, small thinking. And mm-hmm. so much of that is anchored in us because we are consumed with all of these heavy trapped emotions. Mm-hmm. And so back to the emotion code work, the releasing of those emotions, because when I have clients that sign up just for that service, the process begins right away. And every client that I've ever worked with, those who don't even understand the energetic body, they just believe and are led to me, they all give the same feedback, that they feel lighter. And yes, you feel lighter just because the heavy emotions are mm-hmm. released. We don't trap light emotions within our body. Isn't that mm-hmm. interesting?
Mm.
We don't hold on to those.
No, we don't.
Have you ever felt happiness and felt happy all day long? When you were a kid.
This is fascinating. I had a happy day yesterday. I will tell you that.
Good.
It was the first day since I've been quarantined. It's the first day I got out with my friend Didi, and we actually dug dirt and put some brick down, dug dirt, and we're doing dirt digging and digging, grounding dirty, filthy, dirty, loved it by the end of the day. And now people in heavy labor, I mean, it was not, I mean, these are bricks. I mean, it was heavy labor, but it wasn't. And so heavy labor physically, but not emotionally. See, what I love about that is that two things can operate on the same path. So if I'm in an element and we're moving things around and we're trying to level brick and sand is not cooperating, it didn't bother us. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's what I love about what you did in the meditation.
Yeah.
Because if you knew kind of a little bit of my morning, I've got three people close to me on the East Coast. One of them just got through the hump of COVID, really bad cases. The fourth one taking care of them is asthmatic. Mm. And everybody pretty much, it's making the rounds on all of us. And yet we haven't missed a beat on our network. We've asked people for patience. I had to cancel lunch today with Eric Crema, which I was a little bit unhappy about. My buddy, Eric. Eric Crema is the program director that works with Benny on KKNW. He is the gentleman that brought this kind of programming to the world 20 plus years ago. but I'm not unhappy now. And your meditation, I don't even know how to explain it. Can you talk for a minute in the time we have left? I got a question. People are asking, how do I join the program, Journey Back to Me? How do I join the program? How do I sign up? Can you tell me, how do I contact you?
Yeah.
And by the way, people are just, wow, such a peaceful, empowering meditation. Thank you so much, Gina, for sharing your gifts with humanity. I experienced light pain right before the meditation. Instantly, the breath of fire was gone. We're going to edit the meditation. We're going to pull it out. We're going to put an ocean backdrop to it. And then we're going to send it back to you. We'd like to help you distribute it. Because I'm telling you, this morning for me, agonizing over a prescription refill, and I can't even think about it. How do people work with you? Can you please tell people, is it too late? Question from a listener. Is it too late to sign up for a program? Yeah, help me.
Yeah, it's. I usually start them on a new moon, and tomorrow is a new moon in Cancer. However, I'm not starting one tomorrow because I'm in this transition.
Okay.
It's nice to align with that energy of a new moon, and especially new moon that is all about emotions. It doesn't matter. We can still tap into all of that.
Thank you.
And I can start them anytime. If someone wants to do one privately, we start whenever they are ready, because it has to be right for you.
Yeah.
You have to decide, today's the day that I want to start the journey back to myself. The journey back to me is not the journey back to me. It's the journey back to yourself, your true highest self. And that is what I am encouraging everyone to do. I want to guide you. I want to support you in your journey back to yourself, because as we each do that individually, we can then collect and better serve humanity. We can better share our gifts and remember what our gifts are. There's so much going on in the world right now. There's so many emotions that are trapped within trauma, that is trapped within our energetic being, and it's putting people into crisis. Like I said before, the drama that is so so much commiserating in the drama, living the drama, and then turning the drama into trauma. Traumatized drama is making people sicker and creating more illness, and it's a vicious cycle. And there's a good way to stop that cycle is to clear out that stuff out of the energy field. And besides using emotion code, I am learning a new healing modality that is called biofield tuning, using tuning forks. And Eileen McCusick is the creator and the teacher of this system. And I got my first tuning fork, and my friend, I tried it out on my friend yesterday, and he said, "This is your magic wand." He said that thing is the experience that he had with two taps of the tuning fork were just, it's the same concept. It's helping our body come back into harmony, because our body, our being, is seeking that harmony and resonance. We want to be okay. The key is feeling the emotions that are coming at us and returning people to that knowing. That's my greatest desire right now. Go to my website, send me a message through my website, or send me a text message directly, 940-231-0370. I respond to text right away. My email is gina.cloud@me.com. I respond to emails fairly quickly. Go to my website, send a message through the contact me. Anyway, you let me know that you want to sign up for one of these. I start with everyone with a complimentary session.
Beautiful.
Sit down for 45 minutes, do a Zoom, get to know you, find out what your desires are, what your greatest needs are, and I'm here to support you.
I want to thank you for today. And Jacob and Micah will be pulling off that meditation, and we'll be putting just a beautiful background to it. We'll send it to you, and under your direction, we'd love to be able to share it. Very, very powerful.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Soul Oceans with me, Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Come back every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific to further your progress towards rediscovery. You can also join my 40-day Journey Back to Me program to unlock your true potential and reunite with your soul. There's no time to waste. I'll share Spinspirations, which are messages from a spirit named Spencer, and lead you toward your solutions. Go to anywhere, mindbodysoul.com, and ask for a complimentary mind, body, and soul session. That's anywhere, mindbodysoul.com.